Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Reagan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Reagan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Lump reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive towards third. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews moves to third. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Matthews tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Causey reaches second base with a double. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews who is chasing the ball. Cash reaches third base with a triple. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Phil Regan. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wirt scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Edwards moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Campaneris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to third for the out. Matthews moves to second. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Cash reaches second base with a double. Kaline moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to second for the out. Colavito moves to third. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Colavito throws the ball into Causey, who tags Wirt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Peña covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Athletics. Westock now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Fox now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-4 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.